Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, this is talking about Palm Sunday. This is, we're getting ready to celebrate Passover, Easter, the resurrection of Christ,
yes,
our Lord and Savior, because He's alive.
Praise,
we can live. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
We got so much to rejoice about. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Boy, what a wonderful looking crowd this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, give yourself a hand. Yeah. Yeah, let's give Him a hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. I had a sermon, but we're going to change it. Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Brother Dennis sung a song talking about what I got out of it by the Spirit was freedom.
Yeah.
You know, and that's Christ. He came to, the Son come to make us free. Amen? And I believe that the Lord, you know, we come to salvation, and as we get saved, we're saved from sin. Amen? We're made free from that death sentence. But each and every one of us here, every day of our lives, we have a choice whether to hear the Word of God and yield to that Word and have more freedom in our life, or just to live life in that limited capacity. And I've spent a lot of my life living in that little box, amen? And I want to get out of all the boxes that the enemy, that the world, that the flesh has for me, and get into that total open space, that area of liberty in Jesus, amen? Hallelujah. So we'll look at some things this morning. Let's read some verses of Scripture here in Luke chapter 4. Let's start reading verse number 13. Luke chapter 4, verse number 13. Everybody there?
Amen.
Luke 4 and 13. Now notice, this is after the temptation of Christ. It says, "And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him," from Jesus, "for a season. And Jesus returned in the power," hallelujah, "of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written," verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord," hallelujah, "the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and a recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bear witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Pray with me. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for your presence. Lord, we're here this morning, and we ask that we can hear fresh words, fresh manna from heaven. We ask that we can come into that place of freedom and liberty. We ask if there's any box that we have been placed inside of, whether we know it, whether we realize it or understand it, let us come forth by the anointing of God, by the hearing of the Word of God. You said the Word that we heard and we were disciplined, it would make us free. Let there be freedom in our lives this morning. We believe, we receive, Father. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, and we all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, like we were talking about in the Sunday school class, you know, sometimes we've got to take liberty in the Word, because, you know, we've got little time to bring forth what we need to bring forth. And a lot of times we have to look at verses of Scripture, and sometimes maybe we do take a little leeway in the context of where it's brought forth. But, you know, Paul said, by the foolishness of preaching, you know, God, He works through imperfect vessels. So we just do what we can do. Amen? And we let God take our words and make them what He needs them to be in each one of our lives. But with that being said, let's be excited here about these verses of Scripture, because Christ, He done what you and I couldn't do. He met the devil head on.
Yes.
Amen? And He defeated him. He passed that temptation. And because He passed that temptation, because He overcome, you and I, today we can overcome, amen, by our faith in Him. That's what Brother Dennis was teaching about. Got to have that faith in what Christ done. Not in ourselves, not in our own ability, but in the very fact that Jesus made it possible, amen? And so here Christ is. He comes forth out of this great meeting head on with the enemy and in that very territory there that he was very familiar with, and he walked in victory, amen? And then he come to church and he said these words. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." That's me and you, amen? The good news. Jesus never went anywhere where He didn't have something good to say. Good news. Words that would change people's lives. And this morning He has a word for you. He has a word for me that will forever change our life if I'll hear it. Amen? And then put it to practice in my life. Good news. Now, the tradition tells us that Jesus brought this message forth on the first day of the year of Jubilee, meaning the year of new beginnings, meaning the time when all old debts were laid aside. You know, you and I, we have a debt of sin. We have a lot of old debts in this life, but Jesus, He makes everything brand new if we'll let Him. He'll put us in a place where we're no longer in poverty, where we no longer have to be poor, spiritually bankrupt. We can be rich. The Word of God says in the book of Ephesians that we've been blessed with all spiritual, all heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus. Amen? And so He has that word for us. But in this liberty that He had, and as He spoke these words, there were some that said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And so that's what we got to be cautious on. When we hear this word this morning, we got to be cautious to recognize and realize that the devil will do anything and everything he can to cause us to take the word and go,
That's right.
But the word is Jesus. Right. And the word was God, and the word is God. It's with God because He is God. Amen? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to hear the word. So let's have liberty this morning. How do we have liberty? He said, "I came to preach this word. I came to give steps to deliverance." And so if you would, let's just look at Acts chapter 12. There's steps in here. Each one of us this morning, in our own lives, in our family's lives, we know somebody, if not ourselves, in certain areas in our life that we're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Right.
And so in Acts chapter 12, we got Peter here. He has been placed in a jail cell. Been placed in a jail cell because of the enemy.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? Now, we understand he was placed there because he was doing the will and the plan and the work of God. But we're going to look at this verse of Scripture in this context today, that the devil wants to keep you and I, he wants to keep our loved ones in a jail cell.
Yes.
He wants to keep us where we can just barely get by in this life, where we can enjoy the very life that Jesus came to give us abundantly. Amen? So if we look at these verses of Scripture, we're going to see steps to come out of the jail cell.
Yes.
We're going to hear what Jesus is preaching to us.
Right.
And He said it would deliver us. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, I need delivered from my own mindset, my own concept, my own attitude in certain situations. I'll be honest with you. I am a human and I have problems. Amen.
Yeah.
And I know a problem solver, and His name is Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
And I know somebody who said He would have known why I cast me out if I would come to Him. Amen. So let's look at this. It says, "Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church." Come on, it's going on today. This is what the devil lives to do, to vex certain of the church. And he wants to do that by hurting you, by getting your family.
Yes.
Getting your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, those that you care about. He wants to get a hold on them, and he wants to make you doubt whether Christ is real. Wants to make you doubt whether Jesus will work in your life or your family's life. Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
"And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread." Come on, the time that we're in right now. The time of Passover.
Yeah.
Come on, where we're at. So we can look at this and we can understand some things. Now, it pleased the Jews. It pleased them that
there was persecution taking place against something that they didn't believe in.
Yeah.
The world loves it today when something happens to a Christian and they can flash it on the news.
Yeah.
This preacher did this.
Yeah.
Or this believer did this.
Yeah.
Come on, they love it. They rejoice in, see, God's not real. They're a hypocrite. No, we're human.
That's right.
We're human. And we've got to give people the same grace that God gives us.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Because if it not be for the grace of God, there go I.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Yeah.
There go you. And so the world has an expectation. And the world is, they're pronouncing curses on your family, on your friends, on your neighbors. They're saying, this is what the devil's going to do. This is how it's going to end. And you and I got to stand out. No, I know a deliverer.
Praise
I know some good news.
Praise
I know some gospel. I know some truth. And I want to say what God says. And I want to see Jesus exalted. And I want to see them delivered out of this bondage, out of this deception, out of this bad relationship, come whatever it might be, this bad circumstance. I want to see God do it. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
And when he had apprehended him, talking about Herod with Peter here, he put him in prison. Now, what you notice is Herod here, we don't see the heritage of his, I mean, his dad, come on, put, had in the time of Jesus, okay? We had his nephew there in the time of John the Baptist.
Uh-huh.
I mean, death was working in this family, in other words.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, there's somebody, the devil's going to always have somebody to work through.
Right.
To try to hinder and vex and put the people of God in bondage.
That's right.
But you and I, we know somebody who can deliver them.
Right.
And when he apprehended him and put him in prison, they delivered him to four quarters of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Four quarters. Now, in other words, what it's saying is he had four soldiers.
Yeah.
And he had four soldiers for the four watches of the night in the period, the 24-hour period. In other words, he had 16 soldiers to guard one person.
Yeah.
Now, this is what the devil does, because what we're talking about, the number four in Bible numbers, it means world. The world wants to bind you up.
Amen.
The world wants to bind your family up. The world wants to bind your finances up. The world wants to bind everything that you have in the Lord up and try to take it from you. And it does it four times four. He does it in a full worldly manner. Amen?
Right.
But Jesus said, because I have overcome the world.
Praise
Come on, he said, David, brother, just told us this morning. He said, by your faith, you can overcome the world. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, glory. So they may sometimes it feel like that you're chained in between two enemies. But you know the one who comes to preach the good news, to preach the deliverance. You know the one who you can go to in prayer to pray for your family, to pray for your situation, your circumstance, and he will what? He will hear you when you pray in faith.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
It says that to keep him, to put him in prison and deliver him to the four quarters of soldiers to keep him. You know what this word keep means? It means isolation. Now this is important. You and I, we've got people that we love, and we're trying to get to them. And when we get around them, it's like a wall between us and them.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the devil, he has a cloud around them.
Yeah.
He's got these 16 guards around them to keep you away from them, because they know that you're God's hand in the earth.
Right.
They know that you're God's mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And the devil doesn't want you to tell them the good news.
That's right.
To try to keep you away.
Yeah.
And they're trying to keep them isolated. And so when you try to go to them, I know this from my own family. I try to go there. And it's like when you walk in there that your face walks into a picture glass.
Yeah.
It seems like your words bounce right off and come right back to you.
Yeah.
But it's not our words, it's the Spirit of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord cuts through deception.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Cuts through lies and hardships.
Amen.
Because Jesus came to make the captives free. So as long as you know somebody that's held captive, and you know somebody, Jesus, that made you free.
Right.
Come on, you know the answer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Now, on this Easter, this is a bad translation. 29 times we have the Greek word Pascha, and it means Passover. One time out of 29, they translated Easter. I don't know why, but they did. That's another study for another time. But Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But notice this. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Yeah.
This is the key. The devil, what the Bible says in the book of Daniel in the last days, that Satan wants to wear out the saints.
Right.
Why? Because he wants to keep you from praying. He wants you to give up on your prayers.
Yes.
He wants to give you to give up on the vision that Jesus is
yes.
to deliver.
Amen.
But you and I, we've got to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Come on, the Bible says, pray evermore in 1 Thessalonians. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus and said the very same thing. Pray without ceasing.
Yes.
In other words, have an attitude of prayer.
Yes.
Have a mindset that no matter what you're, that you go through your day, that you know that you're communing with God. Amen?
Yes.
God's with you. You're not separated from God. You're about your business. But the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. Amen?
Yes.
And so there's a communication process going on, even while you're doing whatever you're doing. Meaning, it's your work or your whatever. And all of a sudden, somebody comes to your mind. Well, you know exactly. When they come to your mind, I'm going to say a little prayer. Amen?
Yes.
That little prayer, that's the anointing time to say something.
Right.
When they
yeah.
come to your mind, and deliverance starts working in
yes.
their
yes.
life.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Come on, you're a gospel preacher.
Yeah.
That's what you are. Because when he said, I came to preach the gospel,
uh-huh.
that word, it's caroso. And it means simply to speak under the inspiration. That's
yes.
what you do.
Yes.
You're saved, amen.
Yes.
You're born again. You have the Spirit of God. You, when you open your mouth, God knows what you
right.
say.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
But Peter was therefore kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Don't stop praying.
Right.
I've been praying for my dad for so long.
Right.
I can't stop.
Right.
No.
Just because I don't see what I want to see, I don't stop.
No.
I keep praying. Why? Because I know what the Bible says. God's not willing that any should perish.
Right.
Okay, they're lost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They take their last breath, they're stepping into judgment.
Uh-huh.
So I've got God's will on it. He
right.
said, if I prayed according to His will,
amen.
And prayed this morning,
right.
then I have that petition.
Yes,
I'm praying the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes.
what we've got to find, a verse of Scripture
yes, sir.
That we can stand on.
Yes.
Because that verse builds our faith.
That's right.
And that verse gives us authority in this earth
yes.
to stand against the devil.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Come on, come on, man.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Come on, we've got family members that are bound up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, some may be in drugs, some may be in alcohol, some may be in illicit relationships. Some may just be bound up in a gall of bitterness.
Right.
Come on, anger.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jesus came to set every one of them free.
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's our God.
Yes.
We have nothing. No, we have no bad news for anybody.
No.
We've got good news.
Exactly.
Because we know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Jesus is no respecter of persons.
Right.
He's not going to leave out your loved one.
Right.
He's not going to leave out my loved one. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains. And this is what the devil does. He binds people up all around where they can't do anything.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
So he was bound with two chains. The hands was bound, his feet was bound.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, and we wonder why people don't walk right.
Yeah.
We wonder why they don't talk right. Why they don't do... They're bound up.
Amen.
They're bound by the devil. We don't get mad at them.
No.
We pray for them. We intercede for them. We have compassion on them because God had compassion on us. Amen?
Amen.
Because at one time I was in worse shape than they were.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on now. I remember what it was like when sin controlled every point of my life. I don't want anything to do with that anymore. Amen? I want to walk in what God has.
Yes.
And I want to help other people. You have the greatest testimony of all. Don't you let the devil belittle it, browbeat it, shut you up in any way.
Yes.
Don't let him cause you to evaluate it next to somebody else, because it's your testimony.
Yes.
It's not nobody else's.
Yes.
It's what God done for you.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And that testimony is what makes you free, but it's what gives somebody else
yes.
a basis
yes.
to stand on that God wants to do the same thing
yes.
for them.
Amen.
And here Peter is, he's bound hand and foot. Got one on each side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, the devil thinks he's got our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends. He's got a hemmed in.
Right.
Jesus is the deliverer, amen?
Amen.
He was sleeping between the two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is important because everything that God has on the positive, the devil has on the negative. Now what did Jesus say in John chapter 10, Revelation chapter 3? He said, I'm the door.
Amen.
And he said, I open it and no man shut it. Well, the devil's got a door on those that do not know Jesus.
That's right.
But Jesus said, I am come.
Praise
that
God.
They might have life.
Yeah.
And that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
What message we've got to share with them?
Praise God.
Jesus wants to open the door. Because
yes.
He said, I can open it and no man can shut it. Amen.
Amen.
So they may be shut behind the door that the devil has, and the devil may be smiling and grinning and saying, I've got this thing all wrapped up and I'm taking them to hell. No, you and I are going to pray
praise
without
God.
Ceasing.
Thank
we're
you.
Going to say the word of God over their life.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the situation.
Right.
After we then know what the situation is, that's good. We've got it figured out. We've got a level, a basis of what to pray about and what to do.
Yeah.
But then we say what God says. Amen?
Amen.
And we look to Jesus to open that door in their life.
Amen.
He was bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. Didn't come to him. Came upon him.
Praise God.
Come on. We have left out in so many ways and so many times the ministry of God's angels because we were been so nervous about getting into angel worship and all of these things. We don't worship angels. But we know that God sends them
yes.
with a message.
Amen.
He sends them with words that bring life.
Yes.
Good tidings unto men. Amen.
Yes.
He uses them. And so, here, you and I, we've got to be in the place where we understand what God has given to us and put it to use in our disposal. Now, we know no man can be saved unless God the Father, by His Spirit, out of the mouth of Jesus, draws him.
Right.
And we're not talking about angels saving them, but we're talking about using what God has placed in our hands.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right. Amen.
Okay, hold your place right here. Let's see this. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 1. We'll come right back. Hebrews chapter 1. Verse number 13 makes the subject of angels. Okay? And then verse 14 tells us, the last verse of chapter 1, are they, talking about angels, not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them which shall be heirs of salvation.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Not minister to, minister for. Mm-hmm. Now remember, we just talked about Jesus in our opening text. He went through the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we had read it out of the Gospel of Matthew, we would have seen that after he went through the temptation, that the angels come and minister to him. If we looked at where Jesus was in the garden, Luke chapter 22, verse number 43 or so, we would see where an angel come and strengthen him. So if God used angels to strengthen Christ,
right.
Christ is our pattern,
yeah.
our example.
Right.
He's going to use angels in your life and my life,
amen.
And those that we're praying for. Amen?
Amen.
That's right.
So here, the church has been praying, and an angel comes to where Peter's at, in the prison.
Yeah.
So why are we talking about this? Because you and I have got to get a vision. I need to close my eyes, and I need to see God hearing my prayer. I need to see it inside of myself. Like her sister was talking about how she got her healing.
Uh-huh.
I see that. And I see God doing whatever necessary, whether it's sending a person or sending an angel, whatever it takes. To get the message to the person that is bound.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because when Peter hears the message,
mm-hmm.
when he finds out that he's really free,
uh-huh.
yeah.
that he's really delivered.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Come on, I was saved for a long time, but I didn't know I was delivered.
Praise God.
Come on, I was saved. I'm on my way to heaven, but I'm still bound up in all the things of bread. And all the things of
grace.
And all the things of the devil. But when I found out that
oh,
Jesus
hallelujah.
Delivered me, that's when my life started being made different. And that's when my life is being made different every day because
yes,
I still don't know all the truth.
Yeah.
You still don't know all the truth. He said, you know the truth. And the truth makes you free.
Yes.
Amen?
Right.
Okay. Now look. And behold, an angel of the Lord came upon Peter, and a light shined in the prison.
Praise God.
Come on, when God talks, He said, thy word is a lamp
praise
under
God.
My feet,
yeah.
And a light under my path.
Amen.
Come on, glory.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Come on, when God's word comes forth, we can see that.
Thank God.
Peter's fixing to see what? Deliverance.
Right.
Deliverance.
Right.
This is what we've got to pray for those that are on our heart. And behold, an angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side.
Yes.
Now, that's a strong word, isn't
it?
Sure is. He is happy. Sure. He smote him.
Smote him.
And raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands.
Amen.
Come on, all we got to do is pray and get the word to the person.
Praise God.
Right.
And when
right.
they hear the word, the chains come off.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
that's right, brother.
We're chained when we don't know what Jesus has done to us.
Yes.
That's right.
We're chained when we don't know that it's for everybody.
That's right.
It's not just for a select few. It's for all of God's creation. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And the angel said, hallelujah, unto him, gird thyself.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory. You see, this is what happens. He had to gird himself with the gospel of truth.
Right.
Yes, sir.
The truth is what made him free.
Amen.
See, he was bound, he was guarded with chains
right.
by the lies of the devil,
right.
by the hatred of the devil, but the Word come.
Yeah.
And when the Word come,
yeah.
he was bound with truth,
praise
and the truth
God.
Made
yeah.
him free.
Amen.
He said, and bind on thy sandals. Our feet are shod with the gospel of what? Of the preparation of peace.
Yes.
Good news. He couldn't walk till he watched. He stepped into the good news. Jesus said, I came to what? Preach deliverance.
Praise God.
I come to bring good news.
That's right.
Well, I've got to put that on. I've got to walk in that. I don't walk in what the devil said. I walk in what Jesus said.
Yes, sir.
When the devil tries to get me to walk over here, I say, go to heaven. Show me the truth for what the devil's saying. The devil's saying that my loved one is going to die and go to hell. What's the truth?
Yeah.
The devil is saying that they'll never have an opportunity. What's the truth?
Yeah.
The devil's saying that he's going to have the final say. What's the truth?
All right.
And I hear from God and I walk in it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
He said, I love this part. He said, cast thy garment about
thee.
Come on, Isaiah 51:10 says, you and I have put on the garment of salvation.
Praise God.
And when we put on that robe of righteousness, that garment of salvation, the devil cannot take it away. I give it away, but the devil can't take it away from me. Amen?
Because
my name is written down. My name is written down. Our loved one's name is written down by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
The Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
Man.
Yes.
He said, cast thy garment about thee and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me.
Yeah.
A stranger they will not follow.
Right.
Come on now, that means that if we'll pray without ceasing,
uh-huh.
if we'll do what God tells us to do,
yes.
that our loved one, our friend, our neighbor, our co-worker can come out of this situation,
yes.
can hear God's voice and can follow
yes.
in God's voice.
Amen.
That means they can come into the
praise
place of the joy of salvation. They can come into the place
praise
where their
God.
Broken heart is healed. And they can come out of captivity into the liberty of the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
And he went out and he followed him and he wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate. Devil always, remember in the book of Revelation, you hear about the breastplate of armor.
Uh-huh.
That the ones who are holding people in bondage, they got hair like a woman. They look like the lion, but it's
yeah.
bondage. Amen?
Right.
Yeah.
But here Jesus, he opens it up. He says, I came under the iron gate that opened to them of his own accord.
Mm-hmm.
which opened unto them of his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Opened unto him. This opened unto him is where we get our English word automatic. God had the first automatic gate on him.
Yes.
We're talking about a pattern here for you and I to pray.
Right.
A pattern for us to believe for. A pattern for us to hope for. A pattern for us to hold on to.
Yes, amen.
No matter what's going on around us, and see God. God said not one of His words would fall to the ground. He said not one word would return unto Him void, but He would what? Perform. His word. That's why we've got to pray His word.
Right.
When I pray His word, I know it will come to pass.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
It will.
And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know for surety that the Lord has sent His angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from this and from all the expectation of the people." There's people who curse your family, your friends, your neighbors every day. They'll never amount to nothing. They'll always be that way. Always a drunk. Always a dopehead. Always this. Always that. They're cursing them. They have an expectation. Your job, my job, is to have a godly expectation that is greater than what the devil's trying to place on you. My God says in Jeremiah 29:11, your God says in Jeremiah 29:11 that He has plans for His people. He has an expected end for them. So what I do, I get on my knees and I say, "Father God, here's what the devil's trying to do for my family."
Hallelujah.
He's showing me that they're going to die and go to hell.
Yeah.
That's the end He's trying to show me. But I'm holding on to where you said you're not willing to finish your parents. But you'll make a way where there seems no way. You will draw them. And God, I'm expecting your end in their life. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to say it until I take my last breath. Whether I sit in this body or not, I'm going to die and go to heaven believing your word. Amen? Then we do, when we do that, God has no option but to perform His word. Not because we're making Him, but because we're believing. We're not changing God's mind. I'm changing my mind to believe God.
Amen.
And I'm blessing them more than the devil is cursing them.
Yes, sir.
The expectation. Amen?
Amen.
And then we, the one last verse. Look right there. This is how we seal it. We help them to be able to do what Peter does. Look at verse 17. But he, beckoning unto them, when Peter went back to the believers, beckoning them with his hand to hold their peace, look what he says, highlighted in your Bible. He declared unto them how the Lord has brought him out of the prison. See, we're made an overcomer by what? By the blood of the Lamb, Revelation 12, and the word of our testimony. And that's what he did. He come in there and he said that. That's what we got to help people to do. Now this is important because, you know, when you come up there and you know that you've been in a box and you beat on that box. I mean, I've got boxes that you've seen my fault prints on. Come on, I'm being honest with you. I've tried every way in the world to get out. And I couldn't get out. Until I heard a word
from God.
And that word opened that box. But then when you step out of that box and you start to tell what God has done, you got the devil saying, you're such a hypocrite. We've got to help people. Get people to say, listen, you're being changed every day from glory to glory in the image of God. So we're not perfect people. No, but we're serving a perfect God who will one day make us perfect. Amen. And we help people testify.
Praise
and when they testify, they overcome everything that was holding them back.
That's right.
Amen?
That's good.
We're talking about freedom. We're talking about deliverance.
Yeah.
We're talking about this is the time of Passover. This is the time of the resurrection.
Yeah.
This is the time to let God raise us up out of some things that's hindering us and holding us
praise
back.
God.
We're at a make and break time. If we're going to do something for God, we've got to do it now. Now. Now's the day of salvation. Now's the day of
praise
to tell people
God.
That there's a good God. There's a risen Savior.
Yes,
that there's a Lamb on the throne.
Oh,
and He's for them. And if God be for them, who can be against them? Amen. Father, I thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your grace, your mercy. I thank you for your love, God. Lord, right now, we ask that you just move in amongst
praise
our hearts. Lord, and I ask by the Spirit of God that every lie be brought under the foot of Jesus Christ. And let every box that is in rotation in our life, let it be revealed. And let us hear by the anointing of the Spirit of God true words that will cause that box to open up. It will give us wisdom how to help other people step out of box. Lord, help us this morning, Father. We ask you in the mighty name of Jesus. Would you come this morning? Would you come? Go ahead, come excitedly with a hungry heart and bring thanks to God this morning. I know by the Spirit of God, He changed everything this morning. There's things in your life, in my life, God wants to deliver us from. Let's don't have an ordinary service. Let's have a supernatural service. A time when we say, God, here I am. I want to be delivered. I want my brother, my sister, my neighbor, my friend. I want them to be delivered. I give them to you this morning. Amen. Don't be limited in anything. And that's a lie. Your word is not in yourself. Your word is in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracious Jesus, God, we pray for a touch today.
Father God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're
bound together.
Amen. We
believe
it.
I do.
Well,
yes. That's what we have to believe to receive.
Yes.
That's what we
have
to receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. The other nation.